Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Money Talk on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
I don't know anything about this, but when I hear that the market's inverting, that just doesn't sound good.
Sounds like science.
Yeah.
Here's Rick Applegate, doctor.
Good morning, fellas. An inversion of the yield curve for U.S. Treasuries is viewed as an important signal of a severe economic downturn. An inversion occurs when the yields for short-term rates rise above long-term rates, and while that has not yet happened, a flattening of yields continues, and that has Federal Reserve officials expressing different levels of concern about a recession occurring anytime soon. James Bullard, the St. Louis Fed president, told CNN yesterday that the inverted yield curve is a powerful predictor of economic downturns, and that he was concerned about the flattening that continues to happen between short-term and longer-dated yields. But Randall Quarles, a Fed governor, addressed an economic conference yesterday saying he does not think a recession is coming anytime soon, despite the flattening in yields. What this difference of opinions indicates is a growing disagreement within the Federal Reserve of how many interest rate increases and how soon they may be made in the months ahead. The Beige Book released yesterday shows the U.S. economy continues to expand at a modest to moderate pace, and with inflation contained, there is a question of why the Fed needs to raise rates 2 to 3 times before the end of this year, as they have projected. The Dow closed 38 points lower after IBM reported profit margins that fell short of analyst expectations, and the company stock fell 7.5%. Stock futures look for a lower opening this morning on Wall Street, and that's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
All right. Have a great day, Rick.
Thank you.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.